The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We are heading towards St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. This time tomorrow, you will be standing on the side of the road, praying that it won't rain and waiting for your first tractor to pass you by on the St. Patrick's Day parade. And it will be wonderful, and it is a natural thing for Irish people to do on the 17th of March. But what do you do when you are abroad and you cannot go to your local St. Patrick's Day parade? Niamh Bryan is living in Australia. Hello, Niamh.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. What time of the day is it where you are right now?
It is 20 to 11 at night.
You're nearly thinking of bed, but you here you are talking to us instead. And what part of Australia are you in?
I'm in Sydney.
Sydney. And there is a big Irish diaspora there. Are you planning something for tomorrow?
Yeah, I have to say, like, the whole weekend has been full of festivals and parties, and like, they really know how to celebrate over here. But tomorrow, I'm actually going for lunch with the girls I work with. It's an Irish-owned salon, so we're all going to celebrate together.
Now, that's a good, and no work being done in the aftermath of the lunch,
oh,
I would hope.
Definitely not.
Yeah, that's the spirit. Do you have a bit more of a grow for home when you are there around St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, you do kind of get the sense of you miss home a little bit more. And you're thinking about like the local parades and then obviously the Dublin parade. But I've had so many great friends over here that you like your friends become your family.
Yeah. And how long are you over there now at this point?
I'm here 2 years on Sunday, but I actually just got accepted for my third year visa. So I've another year left.
Well, well, I hope your family heard that before you announced it on the radio. Have you intention, without telling the immigration authorities what your plans are, do you see yourself staying in Sydney longer than the 3 years?
I don't know. It's such a tough question. Like, I love my little life that I have over here. And obviously I miss my family and I miss my friends. But the life I have here is so different at home. I can see myself coming home at some point. I just don't know when. That's the only thing.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, you're going to celebrate it tomorrow. Are you going somewhere where there is an Irish theme at least?
Yeah, and we're going to, I live in Coogee, so it's really full of Irish in Coogee. And we're going to Rusty's, so it's a new Irish bar that opened up a few months ago. So they're doing the St. Patrick's Day, like, thing, and there'll be live music and stuff like that.
And not bacon and cabbage now. I'm presuming you'll opt for the spice bag, which is the modern equivalent.
Yeah, they have spice bag on the menu, definitely.
Well, look, you enjoy that, Niamh Bryan, living over there in Australia, there for at least another St. Patrick's Day, but enjoy tomorrow. Alison Spittle's on the line as well. Your time zone is much more regular and in keeping with our own. You're only in London, I believe, Alison.
That's true, but I keep getting told I'm still on Irish time by a lot of English people when I'm 10 minutes late to every event. So
you can tell them take their passive aggressive racism and move on quite quickly.
I know. They live on that.
I mean, there are so many Irish pubs over there, so many Irish people. I would imagine St. Patrick's Day is celebrated quite a lot over there, and there are very few people in London not aware of the fact it's St. Patrick's Day.
Absolutely. I think this weekend there was a big, massive event in Trafalgar Square. Rachel Galvo was involved in it, a great Irish comedian. Emma Deary was the head of it as well, which is pretty cool. Like, she's one of Ireland's best writers. So, like, Ireland has a big reputation in England and people know what St. Patrick's Day is. I think they wish that they had the bank holiday that we have. You know, it's a lot of, like, celebrating at the weekend. And that's the one thing I do miss about Ireland is that, like, it seems like it's a lot more weekend based in the UK. And, you know, tomorrow it's on a Tuesday, which is grand. I'm doing a gig now with some of Ireland's best comedians, Gerard Farley and Eleanor Tiernan in Brighton and Keith Farnan. So you still get to do the day, but it's a bit less. On the day itself, people go to work.
It was funny. I was in London with family there a couple of weeks ago, and I was very posh. We did the tour and the bus and everything. It was great. When we were there, Alice, I kept saying to my children, going, 30 years ago, if you'd come to London, you wouldn't have had this experience as an Irish person. It would have been a bit edgier. It would have been a bit weirder because of, you know, circumstance. Is it very?
We're so good in Ireland with euphemisms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
World War II, the emergency.
Yeah, just
Colin.
Yeah, 30 years ago was the uncircumstance. Yeah, but when we're there now, you know, it's much more open, isn't it? We feel a lot more accepted.
Yeah, I think so. So like the history of my family, the Irish side. I was born in England because a lot of my Irish, the Irish side of my family were builders, so they moved around quite a lot between Ireland and England. When the Tiger came back, we stayed in Ireland for a long time. So yeah, I do hear from older members of my family, you know, run-ins and kind of mistaken identity just by being Irish. I'm very aware of what the circumstances were like, and thankfully, there's not much of that now at all. And it's weird because I suppose my accent, my dad is English. So I have to confess, like sometimes if I spend a long time with the English side of my family, I do sound like Danny Dyer. So I do.
I would pay good money to watch you do an entire stand-up routine in the Danny Dyer character. I think it would be brilliant. Oh.
Do you know what? I did one day in EastEnders. It was the best day of my life. It was about 4 years ago. And I did just impersonate my dad. I was supposed to be an English woman, a pregnant English woman. I was like, what did I say? I was like, I'll try and do it now. What's it about? Oh, yeah. It's your first time? I can't do it that well. I have to prep more. I'm not Paul Mescal now.
You need time to lean into the character and everything. It's too much to ask you to do it.
Tell my dad.
Yeah, I'm sure your dad realised the tribute that you were paying to him and his heritage in that brief experience in EastEnders. We have to mention you are doing a gig in Vicar Street on the 11th of April.
Yes, you legend. I can't wait to come back to Ireland. I'm doing a big gig in Dublin. I've been touring. It's been strange because I've been touring a bit in Ireland, a bit in England, and I'm going to Australia. And I have noticed, like, I do have to change it. I do have to change it around between Ireland and England. And it's so strange because I've been living in England now for, 5 years. So, like, a lot of my references now, I'm actually explaining local references back to the Irish people, like about things like Fort Park and stuff. But I remember when I first came to England, I was explaining the concept of what Tato's was and Mr. Tato and all that type of thing. So it's been interesting kind of even chatting to you and thinking about St. Patrick's Day and thinking about my Irishness and what it is.
Well, thank you. If you've introduced the concept of Mr. Tato to the English, I think you've done more than St. Patrick did in bringing Christianity to the island in the first place. I there is a lot to be said for it. Alison, enjoy your gig tomorrow night. Enjoy St. Patrick's Day.
Have a great one. Bye.
Good luck. Alison Spittle there on the line from London. And thanks as well to Niamh, who is enjoying it in Australia.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.